Looking for the latest scoop on what's happening right here in Tip City, Ohio? Then tune in to Newsmakers, the podcast where local stories come to life. Hosted by Greg Enselin in proud partnership with the Tippecanoe Gazette, Newsmakers brings you face-to-face with the people shaping our community. Subscribe today on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. Your town. Your stories. Your podcast.
Welcome to the Downtown Lowdown, brought to you by the Downtown Tip City Partnership. I'm your host, Tasha Weaver, Executive Director of the Downtown Tip City Partnership. This episode of the Downtown Lowdown is powered by the Tip City Foundation, investing in what makes our community thrive. Each episode, I'll share what's happening downtown and introduce you to the people, stories, and energy behind it all. Welcome to today's episode of the Downtown Lowdown. It's a little cold in here, Greg.
I ran the heat until the last possible second. Did you hear it
when I did
turned
hear it
off?
Yeah, yes, thank
I know.
You.
It's cold. It's called winter.
I know. But that's okay. The Downtown Tip City Partnership's got some things to warm up the winter, right?
Oh, God. That was the worst segue ever. Gee, it's so cold. I wonder if there's any bourbon. Do you have any bourbon?
I watched cheesy Hallmark movies all weekend.
You do.
So I've got all the corny lines going right now.
That's sad. I'm sorry.
But you know what we do have this week?
I don't know. Tell me.
We have the Talk of Tip, that fun collaboration that we do with the Tip City Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, good. I like that.
Yeah, it's going to be Thursday, so tomorrow at 9 a.m. In the basement of the Monroe Township building. It's a great time for anybody that wants to know anything to find out what's going on. We've got representatives from the school, the city, and all kinds of businesses to come and talk about what's going on in their world this quarter.
And is that a thing that just happens organically on its own, or does that require planning and organization?
Yeah, we've been planning this since about November.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it takes a lot of planning, but
it is interesting how stuff doesn't just happen.
I love
this event.
It's
like you
need
people to do these things, and money, and timing, and planning. Yeah.
Well, I'm very thankful that I can collaborate with the chamber on this one. So we kind of share the workload, and it makes it nice.
Nice. Good. I'm looking forward to it. It'll be fun. What do you talk about at the Talk of Tip?
Well, the partnership has a lot going on this quarter, so hopefully we have a couple of different representatives, so I don't have to speak that much.
Is this the thing where they pass the mic around?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
And everybody talks about their feelings?
Their feelings this quarter, that's it.
Their feelings. I'm feeling very cold.
Well, I'm feeling really glad that we have guests in today.
Do we?
We do. So we've got our event coordinator, Kelly Downing. She's going to come and talk about our February 1st Friday event. And then we also have some special guests, and I'll let them introduce themselves.
Hello, I'm Kristen Bailiff, and I work at Tony's Bada Bing. I've been there for about 23 years.
Hey, neighbor. How are you?
Says my old neighbor, Greg. She is not the manager.
She's not the manager.
She's definitely the manager.
I just work there just like everybody else.
She's
not. Started in 1993.
Wow.
And so I've been there few years past
that's a
that.
Nice it's a nice place. Yeah, yes. She used to live next door to me.
Yeah, we were neighbors for a long time.
Yes, it was good.
On 3rd Street.
On 3rd Street, yes, it's nice.
And you bought my parents used to live in your house.
Yes, they did. Yep. Yes,
yep.
Yes.
Yep, long time ago.
It's a great house. Very happy with it.
Yes,
small good. Town.
Oh, I know.
But now you work
that's
at Tony's.
That's why we love small town. That's why we love downtown Tip City.
It's nice. You can walk anywhere unless it's cold.
Yes. Oh, no, I walk everywhere downtown.
Without a coat? You're just
sometimes.
Like strolling around?
Yep. Yep. Way to be. Well, Sherry, you didn't wear a coat today.
No.
I did not.
Do you need a blanket or something?
No, I'm good.
It is warm in here.
It is, but it'll get cold quick. It's a basement, and it's a factory, and it gets cold.
It's a really pretty basement, though.
Thank you.
I'm Sherry. I own Granite Transformations in downtown Tip City, located next door to Tony's Bada Bing.
Nice. You guys are in the same building.
Yeah.
That's awesome. How's that going, Granite?
Going great. We're super busy.
Are you transforming a lot of granite?
We are transforming lots of spaces.
Nice. That's one of the crazy things about Tip is every single space is full of businesses. It's crazy. People want to come to town and open a business, and we're like, sorry.
Well, I will say I was very surprised to hear how many people that there's about 10,000 people here in Tip City. How many people have never been to downtown?
Oh,
before?
I thought you were going to say, and there are 10,000 businesses.
No.
Everybody
not
has at least one business.
We have a lot, but
we
not
do.
That many. But yeah, I was surprised to hear how many people, because I was on the chamber board, chamber and the partnership, and we did some type of a survey how a lot of people outside of town, but still Tip City residents, have never been to downtown Tip City.
They don't even know it exists.
I know.
It's crazy. I was on city council recently, and they we had a blasting situation out on one of the subdivisions out on the far west side of town. And a bunch of people showed up at city council to complain about the blasting because they didn't tell anybody ahead of time, which is kind of stupid, really. You should tell people ahead of time before you set off explosives, right? And then I met with them after because they were all milling around in the lobby. And I'm like, yeah, send us a letter to the editor. We'll put that in there. And they're like, oh, Tip has a paper? And I'm like, yes. And there's a downtown also.
Yeah, we have about 70-some businesses downtown.
There's a whole bunch of Tip that isn't by the highway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah, I was going to say my neighbor is one of them. When we first moved in, getting to know our neighbors, and I was like, oh, we're going to go eat at this place downtown. And he's like, oh, where's that? And I was like, what?
Where's the downtown or where was the restaurant?
Where was the restaurant downtown? He had never heard of it.
I'll tell you.
And so,
was it Tony's? It's not Tony's.
No, it's not Tony's.
Everybody knows about Tony's.
Hey, we have great pizzas there. Frozen pizzas, though. They're just the frozen pizzas.
I've never had pizza there. Is it good?
Remember, we had the flatbreads, but now we just do frozen pizzas, and they're actually really good.
They're really good.
They are.
And they're only $10.
Surprising. Nice. They are very, very good. They go great with the cold beer.
Do you eat those while you're transforming granite? Is that what you do?
Yes.
You're like...
She's always asking for that. We got to transform something. Give me that pizza.
There you go. I'm going to transform it into an empty plate.
I need a pizza.
Yes, where'd that pizza go? Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say, it's my goal to get my neighbor to come downtown with me one of these days. I've been asking him to come to a couple different things, so one of these days it's going to happen.
Let me know if you need help, like kidnapping them.
I will.
Have him come to the chocolate walk.
Well, he doesn't drink, and he had a knee replacement, so he's having a hard time like getting around. So I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna figure out something.
I have a black van.
We have mocktails.
I do like a good mocktail.
Yes, we have mocktails.
I do like a good mocktail
because it is kind of dry January, and to keep people still coming in, we're doing some mocktails for people.
Just for the record, I have been drinking extra.
Okay.
In January.
Well, it is cold
to make up for everybody.
I'm trying.
We appreciate that.
Yes, a lot of bourbon.
All right.
Do we have any bourbon events coming up?
Let me think. We do. Oh, you're in luck.
Look at that. I love bourbon.
Oh, do you?
I hate bourbon. I can't stand bourbon, but I like to talk about it.
Yeah, I'm
I like the smell of it. It smells
so good. We do have a chocolate-only ticket.
I keep trying bourbon because I'm going to find one I like one day.
You can find it right at Tony's.
Do you have a selection?
Oh, yeah. We actually have bourbons? A really good selection. Yeah. Jason bought the bar about 3.5 years ago, and that was one of his big things he wanted to do was bring in some better quality bourbons. You know, we have your Jack Daniels, Jim Beam, but then we're our E.H. Taylor, which that's what we'll be serving, sampling for the chocolate walk, bourbon chocolate walk. And then we have Eagle Rare. We've got Blanton's.
Whistle
Buffalo Trace.
Whistle Pig.
We do not have that. We have...
it's the only one I know.
Weller's.
It's in my book.
Antique Red, Weller's Green. And then sometimes we will get some really rare bourbons, and it's kind of, if we can get them in, you know, so...
I like a sweet drink, so we have a podcast where we make drinks and drink them. It's just an excuse to drink.
Can I be invited to that one?
Yeah.
It's the best podcast.
I didn't know about this.
But I would love to come and be your bartender.
Do you know what a Paloma is?
Paloma.
Paloma.
I've had one.
It's a Spanish, like, grapefruit-based vodka drink.
Ooh, that sounds good.
And she made mocktails versus cocktails, so she made one of each, and we were trying to see if you could tell the difference. And that was my favorite episode. It was really good. But mocktails are very popular, especially in January.
Yeah. Yeah. But we can make them all year, and we can do a lot of virgin drinks and stuff. So
Shirley Temple.
So if you're still not drinking for the month, you can still come in, and we'll make you a pizza, and you can get a mocktail.
That sounds awesome. Yes. That sounds like a whole day right there.
It is. It is. That's why we're open so late.
Well, for everybody else that wants to... hop in on this bourbon and chocolate walk. Here are the details.
Yeah, do we have a bourbon and chocolate walk coming
up?
We do.
The partnership.
And does that just happen, or does that take planning and
again, like... this is another event that takes some planning.
Okay, good. So you've done the work.
Most of it, okay. I hope. Anyway, so yes, it is coming up February 6th. It's from 5 to 8. Currently, our early bird tickets are still available, which is $35. You can buy them online at the partnership. After that, they'll go up to $40 the week prior, leading up to the event, and then $45 the day of. Now, I know there's some people out there that aren't bourbon drinkers, like myself. It, again, it smells good. That's what you said, right, Tasha? It smells good. Aside from that, like, I'm not a drinker. But you can get a chocolate-only ticket for $30. And we have 11 stops. So we have three bourbon stops, which is the VFW, Tony's, and the Eagles. And then we have 11 chocolate stops, all with different chocolates. And Bodega has donated their amazing red wine brownie. I haven't had the pleasure of having this before, but I've heard it is divine. And so everybody will definitely be getting a taste of that. We do have a couple special perks for our friends of the partnership. And this red velvet chocolate brownie, our friends will be getting a full size brownie. Just as a thank you for supporting the partnership and all of our endeavors. So yes, this is coming up on February 6th.
That sounds exciting.
Are you coming, Greg?
I can't wait to be there.
Oh, yay. Good.
Should I buy tickets?
Of course you should.
Are there still tickets available?
Of course there is.
Sweet.
I wouldn't say of course there are, is because this event does tend to sell out. And I checked our ticket sales before I came today, and we're almost halfway sold out.
Oh, so boy. I better get on that.
Early bird tickets are still for sale, and we're almost halfway sold out.
I better get on that. Yes, I'm excited about it.
Good.
I like bourbon, and I like chocolate.
I thought you just said you didn't like bourbon.
I'm going to find a bourbon I like.
Oh, okay.
Someday.
Okay.
I'm on a quest.
He's going to find it at Tony's.
I'm on a quest.
Well, the trick is you have to just sip it.
Chug it?
These are definitely sippers.
Okay.
They're not, you don't want to take it as a shot. Most people drink the bourbons because they are so rare.
You nurse it.
Rare and good quality. Mm-hmm. I always tell people either neat or maybe an ice cube or two.
Mm, okay.
So you can get the full flavors out of your bourbon.
I like the way it smells. Oh, so sometimes I just buy it and amazing. I smell it and then I just
put it back.
I don't, yeah. Yeah, someday I will find one I really like. Yeah. I'm excited about that. I'm on a quest.
And it might help too. We have the Hainer Distillery coming to do an education piece. Mm. So they'll be set up at Mock in their back room to do, I believe they're offering a taste of their bourbon as well, and an education time to help us all learn a little bit more about bourbon and maybe help you find one that you like.
I'm on a quest.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
I'm glad. It'll be a fun event.
Can you tell us about some of the different chocolates? Not all of them, but can you just give us a little tease of some of the chocolates they'll be able to sample on this experience?
Sure. I will talk about one that I've sampled. That's my favorite. it's a
Now, do you get to try them all?
I don't.
Oh, come on.
I don't. I don't know that I would want to. I might get sick.
Tell your friend with the knee replacement to come down and sample all of them with you. He'll come downtown for that.
My favorite is a Kahlua cream filled chocolate piece of candy. It's really lovely.
That does
divine.
Sound nice.
Yes. We have a couple of chocolates that are coming from Winans and from Marie's. I don't exactly know those types just yet, but we'll have some of those. Another interesting one, probably the most interesting one, I would think, is it's a chocolate with bits of like salted chips.
Hmm.
That one's my favorite.
Yes.
Like salted caramel or is it like one.
It's not salted caramel. It's like a Lay's type potato chip, like a plain kind of salted potato chip.
That
so it's got
good.
Some crunch in it.
Mm-hmm. And the saltiness.
And the saltiness. Yeah. When she first brought it to me, when Tasha did, and she's like, here, you should try this. I'm like, I'm not going to like this. But I had it and it's not that bad. It's not my favorite, mm-hmm. but it's interesting. It's interesting.
We should have a podcast where we try different foods and then talk about them.
Sign me up.
Don't want to eat on the mic because that sounds gross.
Oh, no.
I don't like that sound.
Bring Ashley in for that one. That's her favorite.
She loves making eating sounds. I'm like, please stop doing that. I have to cut all that out. It's disgusting.
We actually do serve the Hainer bourbon also.
Really?
Oh, yes. Nice.
That's neat.
Yes, we have that. Mm-hmm.
It's so cool, all the different little distilleries and stuff around here. I think ours
are priced really well.
Like the last 10 years, it's really taken off. Like the not home brewing, but like the local, all the little local distilleries.
Back 10 years ago, Buffalo Trace was really, really big. And we had a lot of customers that asked to get it in. And we had a very hard time getting it. Mm. And now it's a little bit easier to get, but still.
Because of the quantity that they make? Or is it just hard? Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, I always wonder how you know how much to make. of something like that.
They must have a special... I think they know what they're doing.
Yeah, it sounds like they do. They've been in business for a while.
And almost all of our
supply
bourbons,
down and demand up.
Yeah. Almost all of our bourbons that we serve are from the Buffalo Trace Distillery.
Nice.
Yeah.
I was going to say that the Eagles are serving Buffalo Trace as their bourbon sample. So, yeah.
I sell that almost every shift I work. Mm-hmm. Buffalo Trace, for sure. And the E.H. Taylor's become very popular. Very popular.
So have we done the bourbon and chocolate walk before, or is that a new thing?
This is the third year.
Third year?
Yeah.
Okay, good. And it seems to be very popular. Mm-hmm. I remember people talking about it after it had happened last year, or the year before, whenever it happened last. People were like, yeah, I wish I had done that, or I heard great things about that. So people should definitely get their tickets. Do you sell tickets the day of also?
Yes, the day of, they're $45 at check-in.
They're $100 the day of, right?
Oh, well, maybe we could make that happen.
So the first year we had this event, it did sell out. Mm-hmm. The last year we were up against a UD game, so we did not sell out. But I do anticipate that this event will sell out. So if you are planning on waiting for the day of tickets and you really want to come, I would probably advise against that.
Yeah, it does seem like a bad idea to wait to the last second on tickets for things that that have a limit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. I'm excited about it. That'll be fun.
Good. Yeah, like I said, we do have a couple of special perks for our friends. One is that they can check in early, about 30 minutes early. And, of course, they get a couple special perks throughout the event. And then we're also doing a drawing. I'm not going to reveal what it is just yet, but you will want to be in on this drawing. Mm-hmm. So friends get a ticket. And then if you join the partnership that night to be a friend of the partnership, then you are also entered into the drawing. So it'll be exciting.
That's nice. I like that. And you're not going to tell us what it is?
I love the little surprise. No. Nope. Okay. Not going to tell you.
What if I ask after we're off the air? Will you tell me that?
Are you going to tell me what grocery store we're getting?
So anyway, how's it going, guys? How are we doing?
I love knowing all the information.
That's why I bought the newspaper.
We're going to get this all out of you after we're off air.
Yes.
That's the only reason I bought the newspaper.
And I will never say a word to any one of my customers.
I tell my editor that's why we're in the business, because we're both nosy. We just want to know what's happening.
Well, I think it's funny, too. Some people know that I work downtown now, and so they automatically think that I know things, and they're like, so, what is it? What's going on? I'm like, I'm a peon. Like, I know nothing. You know? Don't ask me.
Awesome.
Try working at Tony's. They think I know all this gossip and everything, and I'm like, I have no idea, but do you have any?
I bet you hear everything.
I pretend that I'm listening to everything, and I'm just, like, in my own little world. Like, right, yep, whatever.
Some of it
said.
Might be made up.
Well, of course.
I don't know about that.
I know. Lots of good drama.
Oh, I love drama.
Yeah.
I like other people's drama. I don't like my drama. I don't want my drama.
Well, I'm really excited about this event. I know that, Kelly, you've been working really hard on it, but I know there's also a lot more to it. Do you want to maybe talk about the sponsors that we have for the event? Because this event is actually one of our most expensive events to put on, because chocolate's not cheap.
Yeah, and bourbon's not cheap.
Bourbon's not cheap.
Yeah,
so.
I could see that. So you guys have to pay for it ahead of time. How do you know how much to buy? Based on the ticket sales? Is that what you do?
That's why we have enough for 350 tickets, and that's why we can't, like, if we're sold out the day of, we can't just go buy more.
Right. It's not the bourbon and chocolate and sandwich walk, and you go buy, like, stuff and hand it out, and like, hey, I hope you like burritos. Here we go.
I think there would be a lot of disappointed people if we did that.
We ran out of chocolate, but here are some Brussels sprouts.
Well, that's why we have little shops downtown. Yeah. Stop in and... Yeah. Grab something from somewhere else.
You got to get your ticket early.
And get your chocolate and bourbon.
Exactly. So like Tasha was saying, there's a lot that goes into an event like this. There's a lot of people.
I don't believe you.
There are, I promise. I will introduce you to them when you come.
Are they all in your head or are they real people?
No, they're real people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so we have Mock, who is always a huge supporter of the partnership. He's going to be hosting our check-in. They always do an amazing job at their shop, and as well as hosting the Hainer Distillery there. They're giving of their time and coming. And then, of course, we have the three bars here in town that are going to be hosting the bourbon stop. So we have Tony's, Bada Bing, and the Eagles, and the VFW, who have all graciously donated the bourbon for this event. which is, again, why we need those numbers. So don't plan on showing up too late for those tickets. And then, of course, Bodega, they're donating one of the chocolates for the stop.
Coverman, Staley, Dickerson Insurance.
And Coldwell Banker. And we also have Remax and the Hawk Homes as well. So all of these people have donated money to help us buy the chocolate. Oh, yes, and RD Holder as well. So there is, like I said, there's so many people, so many groups of people that have gone into helping this event be successful.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming today. And this sounds like a great event. And I cannot wait to come around and see everybody.
It's going to be exciting.
Absolutely. Get your tickets today. We can't wait to see you too.
Yeah.
Get your tickets quickly before it sells out.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, thanks everybody for joining us today on the show. Talk soon.
Thank you for tuning in to the Downtown Lowdown. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts so you never miss a story behind the storefronts. I'll be back every Wednesday with more conversations about the people, places, and moments that make Downtown Tip City special. If something we talked about today sparked your curiosity or you want to dig a little deeper, I encourage you to reach out to the Tippecanoe Gazette editor and share your thoughts or questions. Community conversations matter. And if you love these stories and you want to be part of them, consider becoming a friend of downtown. Your support helps us preserve, promote, and enhance the downtown we all love. Thanks for joining us on the Downtown Lowdown. I'm Tasha Weaver, and until next time, we'll see you downtown.
So tell me, what is the Village Idiots podcast about, Abby?
It takes a village to raise an idiot.
That's a different voice.
If you like to laugh, I can't guarantee we will make you laugh.
I might make you laugh. We might make you cry.
A real review, and the review was, it's not that funny.
No.